The American League umpires are officiating today at the Major League playoff games after calling off a threatened strike. The umpires had planned to protest the league's action in the case of Roberto Alomar. Last Friday, as the regular season was drawing to a close, Baltimore's second baseman was ejected from a game after disputing a called third strike by umpire John Hirschbeck. Alomar became irate, and as he argued with the umpire, he spat in his face. After the game, Alomar defended his action and commented that Hirschbeck has become a bitter man after the death of one of his sons. Alomar was suspended for 5 games but permitted to appeal that penalty, which in any case would not be served during the playoff games. Major League Baseball took the umpires to court today, but then the umpires decided to call off the action. Today in Baltimore, at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, baseball fans had mixed reactions about who was right and who was wrong and how the entire incident has played out.
These guys are supposed to be professional athletes. I can understand getting upset in the heat of the battle, but to spit in somebody's face is uncalled for.
Well, I think it's unfortunate no matter what the incident was that happened one way or the other. I think the umpire was wrong. I think Alomar was both wrong. I mean, it's too bad we can't just say I'm sorry and get on with it.
Alomar obviously did a stupid thing, which he's acknowledged himself, but I think baseball as an entity has really shot itself in the foot again by not making really quick decisions. The commissioner or acting commissioner should have made the decision within a day of the incident happening, made his decision about the appeal, and whatever the ruling is, it stands.
The 5-game suspension, I don't know. I think he should have got slapped a little harder than that. You know, if someone spit in my face, I'd charge him with assault.
He apologized, and it seems like the umpires just don't accept his apology. I'm glad he's in the lineup today. Yeah. Without him, we wouldn't have been here.
Baseball fans Michael Timmick, Bill Cagle, Mary Friedland, and Brian Tess at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.